All right, and we're not going anywhere, so do not turn your feeds off.
And I need to get another opener up.
You don't have another.
I forgot about that one.
Nothing says prepared like only having one intro queued up. Just as Daniel Beaver comes in, the sound Nazi.
We'll do this one. Sorry. Daniel, is our he's never said anything about our show, so I assume that our volume and everything is okay. So
compared to other things I've heard, mm-hmm. we're not that bad.
Oh, okay.
We're definitely in the top 25% of sound quality.
Well, that's good. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
One is red, one is white. Both are reflective in the light. Neither can say they're a sight. It's Ginger Bear and Albino. One is kooky as he can be. One's just crazy and OCD. Put them together and you will see. It's Ginger Bear and Albino.
Oh, just because it doesn't say foul monkeys or introduce us or okay. anything else.
We've done it before.
Okay.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is April 11th.
2010? No, I'm reading the room. People said the volume is good unless I laugh, and then I have to turn that shit down.
Oh.
And our sound quality is great. It's our content that sucks. I'll give you that.
We're not denying that shit.
No.
I mean, we bring it sometimes, and then sometimes it's what and brought. So.
It's what? What and brought?
What and brought.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Oh. God damn.
Sometimes we bring it, sometimes we don't.
It's been brought.
Sorry, we don't like Africans in our room.
That's not what the doorbell said the other night.
Oh. God damn it. I thought we weren't going to talk about that. Shit. Fuck me.
you opened the door right for that one.
Oh, shit.
You opened the door for that one.
I don't know if I want to talk about that or not. Well, it's really embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure everybody that's listening can already put two and two together and pretty much figure out what happened, except they're going to assume the worst.
That is true.
So,
I mean, I guess we can talk about it. I don't know.
You may want to tell the story.
Maybe we could put it on the DVD.
We can't do everything that's a little bit uncomfortable for us. We can't just say we're going to put on the DVD.
Why not? It'll make people want to listen.
Well, we already have some stuff on the DVD that'll make people want to listen.
We only have one story.
And a video.
Oh, yeah. Which I was thinking about the video. I was thinking about the video that, too. So, oh, Foul Monk said he had African in him the other night.
See? Mm. They've already assumed the worst.
No, he's talking about himself. Okay, God, I guess we could talk about it.
All right. I got home the other night, Wednesday night, after visiting Connor that evening.
Did it go into your stomach?
And got home and lay down in the bed. It was about 11:30, and the doorbell rings. Like, what the fuck? Ricky was already in bed asleep. So I give him a minute. I'm like, maybe he'll answer it. No. So I finally go to the front door.
Did he ring? How many times did he ring it?
Just once.
Oh, okay.
So I looked out the peephole, and it was a black man. So I unlocked the door but left the chain on and just opened a little bit. And it was a black guy about my height and a little, just a hair stockier build.
Don't
and
say like, where he said.
And like Whoopi Goldberg hair up mm-hmm. in a do-rag.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he started mumbling something, asking, you know, if I think he asked if you were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, I don't know who you are or, you know, why you're here, but you need to leave. So he's like, okay. So I like shut the door. And then the next morning when we get up, I was like, Ricky, were you expecting a gentleman caller last night? Ricky's like, oh my God, was he black? And I'll let Ricky fill in the blanks from there.
So, apparently, I met this guy at Starbucks because I wanted to see what he was like before anything.
You mean before you did him?
No, I did not do him.
No, before you did him.
Yes.
Yeah. Just clarify that.
So he gets to Starbucks, and there were two issues. Well, not really issues.
Oh.
I would not say issues.
Was one of the issues that he was black?
Yes. But it's not that I don't like black guys. It's just that I wasn't in a mood for a black guy. The other thing was, is that he was only like 22. So
sometimes you feel like chocolate and sometimes you feel like vanilla.
Right. And or sometimes caramel.
Yeah, I was going
to
get there.
And so he gets to Starbucks and I would talk to him. I mean, we talked for like 30 or 40 minutes. And what?
Daniel Brewer said, that is the greatest sentence ever. Apparently, I met him at Starbucks.
Did I say apparently? I don't. I met him at Starbucks. And when we were done, I was like, okay, well, you know, I have to go. So.
Because you weren't going to do him.
Right. I was done. So I drive home and I notice that his car is pretty much following me. And then I pull onto our street and he drives by. And I'm like, okay. That's
so
weird.
He basically followed you
to find out where I lived.
Mm.
And that's how, and I don't know what the fuck he was thinking, that he could just roll up here at 11:30 and just
ring the doorbell.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, apparently I caught him totally off guard, because I guess he didn't know that you had a roommate.
Oh, he didn't.
Maybe
didn't say
he thought I was
that.
Your boyfriend. Uh-huh. Or, you know, but
oh,
yeah, he was definitely shocked when I opened the door and was was stuttering and tripping over himself trying to come up with something to say.
Right.
So so I basically told him he had to leave. And
then I had to hold my head in shame the next morning, because I was like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah. Well, just say that your revolving door hit me in the ass that night.
And he is now educated that he should not ever do that again.
Okay. Any trick... And any gay man should know this. Mm-hmm. If you are a trick or are going to hook up with somebody, don't go to their house
and ring
the goddamn doorbell.
At 11:30 at all. Never ring the doorbell.
Especially at 11:30 at night. But ever. Yeah, you're right.
I was so embarrassed. Asshole.
Yeah, I was not.
Well, there's no puke in that one. But ooh, public subs.
Oh, there was no puke in that. Oh my god.
Ebony and Nessa text messaged me. She said, Ebby and Ivory fucking Ricky's room in perfect harmony.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, well, speaking of your sheets, I mm-hmm. noticed you washed them today.
Yes, I did.
So they'll all be fresh for next week's batch of gentlemen callers.
No, there has not been a lot of gentlemen callers lately, so my head itches.
Well,
my upstairs
have
head.
Have you checked out the showers at your new gym?
Yes, I have. Which I like them, because they're private and you can shut the door.
Oh, so you can't see any
right
naked
but men? I mean, some of them come out into the changing area
naked.
Yeah.
Is there anything you would have liked to see
no,
naked so far?
Because I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning, and who only gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning, really?
Old man?
Yes. So that's about it. That's all. That's
oh,
there.
Wait. And you were up at 5:30 in the morning?
I'm not old. I'm trying to get working on my fitness, you fucker son of a bitch. God damn it. Hate you. If you were fat and you need to lose weight, you'd be up at 5 o'clock too. Douchebag. I had to work that into the show. Well, actually, I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to run out all the jealousy I have inside of me.
Maverick.
Just maverick. I'm not an old man, so I do not find them attractive. The only person that would find these guys attractive is Bjorn. So.
Because he's a grandpa fucker.
And he probably would sit there and see if their balls were laying down on the damn workout bench or some shit like that.
And then lick the bench after their balls have
God,
been on it.
Nasty. With all those wrinkles, they probably look like huge raisins or something.
Ooh, there's a spot of old man ball sweat on the bench.
Ooh, let me lick it. bros. No, I'm not working out in my Ed Hardy hat.
And Ricky does not equal Rodan.
No. Why? Who? So Ricky equals Rodan?
Ricky doesn't stake out the middle schools.
No. I prefer mine at least 21.
Yeah.
Although I did have that stalker boy that was 18.
I know.
And for my birthday.
And you went to sleep and left him with me. And he was back here fondling himself in front of... No, not... He was readjusting himself through his pants in front of me because I think he wanted...
He wanted you to get down on it.
No.
Wasn't happening, was it?
No. Then he's like, do you want... Can I get a couple Xanax? I'm like, if you leave.
Did I talk about that on the show?
I think you did, but...
I don't remember if I talked about exactly what happened, like, at my house.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you did.
About how he wanted me...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we won't talk about that again.
Yeah, David.
Your balls look like David, a couple of biscuits and a pair of pantyhose.
David, if you want to hear about that story, you'll have to go back about a year.
Yeah.
In the archives. And
no, that's 2 years.
No, just a year, because I was on the show at that point.
So it was my birthday. Yeah, you're right. Wow, time goes by slowly.
When you get that old, you have trouble remembering.
Sorry, Julian's mic stopped working. Oh, that's that's David that I oh David down
that
the
you
road.
Walk with.
Okay. I didn't know that was him. Hey, David.
Apparently Daniel wants us to talk about something at KFC.
Uh-oh.
I've been belching up Taco Bell for the last half hour, so
let's
doesn't
click the
that
link
count?
Here.
Ooh, they have something new at Taco Bell. It was called the...
Ew!
Yeah, it's a sandwich without bread.
Yeah, but look, it has like bacon and cheese and stuff, and they actually have a countdown for it to come out. That is totally nasty. I am so sorry.
I have. Why,
we
why,
should
why
not
do,
be
why
looking
do
at
I
this?
Have the feeling that since it has bacon in it, Big Fatty will be lined up.
Oh,
for
he
it.
Will. He'll be right there.
And have a coupon for it.
He's going to have the countdown on his damn iPhone, like he does for Christmas and Halloween. Or, excuse me, gay Christmas. And to Bjorn, that'd be gray Christmas.
Well, I'm sure Christmas is his favorite time of the year because he has that Santa
Claus
fetish.
Ooh, the Santa
Claus
fetish. Yeah. Ooh, I bet he does. I bet he gets his boyfriend to dress up as Santa Claus.
Because he likes the polar
and
bears.
And sticks like a candy cane up his ass or something. Gross. Excuse me. Oh, that's starting to get nasty.
How do you think I feel? Sitting across from it.
At least this is catching it.
Oh, my God.
All right. We have some phone calls, right?
I guess. Yeah,
let's see her.
Now it's... Oh, my God. Turn that down.
Oh, that hurt. Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Foul Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay.
I always think there's more after that for some reason. That's weird. Let's see here. We have three phone calls. Two of them from the same person, which kind of say the same stuff, but I don't know which one he wants us to use. So should I just play both of them or the longer one?
I would say just play the longer one.
Okay. Because we love playing the longer ones.
And somebody wants to hear your fucking P.O. Box story.
Oh, yeah.
What about the fucking P.O. Box story? Fucking angry.
That I wouldn't let you tell last episode.
Yeah. Angry. Fucking angry. There.
And jealous.
So, okay, last week I'm at work and this weird number calls my cell phone. Uh-huh. And of course, when weird numbers call your cell phone, what do you do?
Hit ignore.
Yes, and it goes to voicemail.
Yes.
If it's important, they'll leave one.
Right.
So it's my local post office calling to tell me that my post office box has been terminated for non-payment. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because Veritable Virgo paid for a year, so we still have like 6 months left on that shit.
Correct.
Which he's going to be paying for another year, too, since I'm losing more weight than he is. I remember that bet, girl.
Well, we've run Turnip Head off.
Oh, why?
With our shit storm.
Oh, sorry.
Apparently, I'm more pleasant to look at than listen to.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it happens. So, anyway, I get this voicemail saying that my P.O. box has been terminated and that I need to come turn in the keys before they charge me my credit card for whatever.
Keys?
Yeah. So I was pissed off and I had to leave. I left work and raced my ass over to the P.O. box, you know, because they close at 5, but they actually close at like 4:47.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get there and they're like, no, you only paid for 6 months. And I was like, no, I paid a full year.
Mm-hmm.
So a good thing is that I had actually put in the receipt up in the visor in my car.
Yay for never throwing shit away.
I know, right? So I was like, I'll be right back, because I was afraid they were going to like close while I was looking for the receipt. And I brought it back and I was like, here's the receipt that shows that I paid for a year.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, we're sorry, sir. But they were going to try to make me get a new post office box. They were going to try to make me change post office box numbers.
For their fucking mistake?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it.
Not for their mistake. Fuck them.
I said, you guys didn't change the lock, so it's okay.
Right.
And so after a little, they're like, okay. So we at least have it for another 6 months. So
good.
I was pissed. But I'm fine now. So
now you can play the phone call.
Okay.
Fuck was that?
The lead story on WTF News. Albano rapist attacks another victim in Lakeland. Victim Connor B. was awakened by the horny moaning of the domestic swampland albino, who then proceeded to strip him, hop on him cowgirl style, and grip his penis with what the victim could only describe as the jaws of death. She bounced up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down, and if he hadn't thrown my back out, I'm ashamed to admit, I kind of liked it. Suspects describe the beast as having radiant white skin except for the exposed pink buttocks, kind of like a howler monkey. If you happen upon the albino, officials warn you to keep your eye on him and alert 911 immediately. Connor would like to also say, hey!
Thank you, Joe and Dallas.
Oh, I love that so hard when we got that in.
So he immediately had to play it for me.
Radiant white skin.
Mm-hmm.
Clear.
So apparently I'm an albino that breaks people's backs.
Joe said he was going to be here today. What the fuck? He's not here.
He's
what? In jail? Is that what you're going to say?
No.
Working?
Probably.
Oh. No, I'm not going to turn off my phone.
I didn't say anything.
No, people in the room did.
I know.
See, this is the thing, you people.
You people?
Because I hear that constantly at my job. You people!
Wow.
Okay. I do what the fuck I want to do, because this is my beautiful body and my podcast.
Okay.
I am being bitchy today.
You are being
shit.
Mega cunty. Mega cunty.
All right, we have another phone call.
Thank you.
Here we
Foul Monk for saying, I'm only albino in my lady parts. The rest is red from being outside all day.
Except for what's under his shirt. It's albino too.
Who are you? Have I slept with you? How do you know this? Goddamn.
You can't have anything private in this world.
No.
Can you? Shit.
Ugh.
All right, here we go. Next call.
Hey, guys. This is Neil from Fort Lauderdale. Pretty much generally a dedicated lurker, but something in a podcast a few back motivated me to get remembering, and that was at least a phone call. I actually grew up in Lakeland, class of 79, go Dreadnoughts, or not, since I hated school, but anyhow. And your story of the duck tragedy really brought back to my mind a somewhat of a fond memory of Lake Morton, although at the time we called it Duck Ship Pond, with everything from swans to geese to things unidentified by science at the time, I think, strolling and squatting and pooping all around the lake. And the story that I always remember is the black swans, which my grandfather told me were a gift from the Queen of England. Now, I never took him to task over it, so I have no idea if that's really true, but it was a nice story. And the nature around the lake, the birds, the dogs, the snot-nosed kids, really... really has stuck in my mind over the years, and it was a complete surprise to hear them coming from you. Oh, very, very sad story about its mate trying to get it up. Let me understand why you were a little teary-eyed. Anyhow, I'm not going to go on and on and on. Just thank you for the good work you do, and the occasional Polk County memories that come bubbling up. I guess the shock therapy didn't work completely. Take care, guys, and keep putting out your good product. We love you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil, for giving us a call. That's pretty... Why do we... I sound weird?
Yeah. Maybe I should have told you to play the short one.
Neil, we love that you called, but sometimes the calls get a little long, and then people get impatient. I liked it, so I don't care. But I don't know if it was the... Julian says that he doesn't think it was the black swans.
No, not the black swans.
It was the white ones,
the white swans, the original mating pair, were a gift from the Queen of England, and the ones at the lake today are still descendants of that.
Yeah, and the black ones just came straight from jail. we'd like to welcome Larry Vader to our room, who has never been here before.
And apparently, you put out a good product is a generic endorsement. It's kind of like when people say, oh, Dubious Intent isn't recording anymore.
But their schedule, well, it used to show up all the time. I guess that's changed now. Oh, I crack myself up sometimes, and that's sad.
I know.
How much longer we got? 5 minutes?
5 minutes.
Fuck, yeah. Shit.
We can do it. We can do it. apparently, your duck story has made the rounds.
Around the world. It was on Bend Over and Take It.
Yes.
It was on there.
It was. I heard it somewhere else, too. Somebody else mentioned it. I can't remember who, but yeah, apparently that was
a sad day.
A heart-touching
moment.
Story.
And I like that you're touching your heart. That's cute.
Uh-huh. That only you can see.
Don't tell that story again.
We're all going to kill ourselves.
I want to remind everyone to put on your calendar the last weekend of June for the Pride 48 event. We don't have a lot of details on that yet, but it is that weekend. So it'll start, I think, Friday at 7 or 8, and it ends Sunday, whoever's doing the last show, whenever that ends. So we have, more than likely, we're going to have a huge surprise for you guys for our 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours, whatever we do. We just can't talk about it right now.
Right.
But
let's just
until we get confirmed.
It's almost equivalent to Carney Wilson's gastric bypass surgery on live.
Yes.
So
it will not be a video podcast. I'm sorry. We don't have that technology here at Foul Monkey Studios. Although Lou could probably tape it.
You know what?
No.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, our last drunk one was...
You know how long it would take me to get ready for that?
Oh, God. We'd have to repaint the room. We'd have to build an addition to the house. And oh, God.
You mean off the living room here?
Oh, yeah, because we record in the living room. Yeah. I forgot. Douchebag. Anyway. Ew, Big Ricky is getting his colonoscopy done while streaming. No. I'm not old enough for that yet.
Well, the good thing is with Ricky's ass,
we could just
use one of the red light cameras down the street and it'll fit right up in there.
Do we have to talk about surgeries again?
Well, why? We've already been there. It doesn't matter at this point. That cat's long out of the bag.
Meow.
I'm just saying. You throwed me right under that bus. So.
I didn't throw you right under that bus. We were not live recording when you told that story. Wow. And I even said in it, would you like me to remove that story? And you said, no, the listeners need to know about my anus.
And Haunt Cub, the answer to how I know this is because you can hear the suction noise when he takes off his pants when his men come over.
Oh, God. Whatever. It's first of all, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, as a fact, I do not do that with people. I only do that with people I'm in relationships with. So you know better than that shit. Whatever.
Whatever. You don't know me. Rude.
Rude. I will cut you.
Aw. The camera does add 10 pounds.
Oh, well, I've lost 23, so I'll be okay.
Wow.
All right, people. Well, I guess that's it.
Yeah. We faked it as much as we could.
Yeah. It's time to go, like, take a couple pills and die.
Yeah. I'm sorry. This show sucked. And thank you guys for sticking around with us.
Sometimes the second half is better than the first one for some reason.
Not this time.
No, not even this time. It's pretty sad. We may not even let this one out.
I know.
Maybe we'll keep this one for like the last episode ever.
No, I'm going to kill myself.
Oh, can we record it?
You can record the aftermath.
That's not as fun.
You know, when you charge for transients to fuck my dead body. Crazy man across the street.
Why do I think that's really funny? My name's Buck.
And I like to fuck.
No one wants to see that.
5 weeks in a row, the show has sucked.
Suicide on tape makes for good viewership. Oh, Larry Vader, you're not glad that you tuned in the last 10 minutes. Actually, you are glad because the first 50 sucked.
You would have been happier if you'd only tuned in for the last minute.
You would have been happier if you would have just downloaded the show on iTunes and then deleted it right away.
That's all right. All I have left in me.
Oh, QCast Michael's in the room, too. Hey, Michael. Well, we're getting ready to leave, everyone, so... Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
And you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802, which we still have 6 months of service on.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marble.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys or find me on Facebook under Ricky Burton. Well, everyone, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.